Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Parental discretion is advised. Roses are red. Violets are blue. When the Z Morning Zoo calls your man, he better choose you. War of the Roses. Catching cheaters one at a time. And it starts now.
And just a quick reminder, you know, last week's War of the Roses and the Dirty Work and phone scams are all up on our podcasting page at Z104.com in case you missed any of them. Let's welcome Jamie to the show. Hello, Jamie.
Hi, how you guys doing?
We're doing good. So we're putting your boyfriend to the test today?
Yes.
Okay, and his name is?
Aaron.
Aaron. Okay, so why are we putting Aaron to the test today?
He's just been acting very differently towards me lately. He doesn't want to hang out as much as when we first started dating. And when we do hang out, it's like he's purposely trying to start drama with me just so we'll get in a fight.
Right. You said something in your email that kind of caught my attention. You said it wouldn't surprise you if he's self-sabotaging the relationship.
Yeah, like, I feel like he starts fights with me so he can get away and be alone, and then he'll blame me for it. It's almost like he secretly wants to break up, but he doesn't want to be the one to do it because he doesn't want to look like the, you know, bad guy.
Yeah, and all of this comes at the same time as the mysterious texts started coming. Let's talk about those.
Yeah, he's been getting texts from someone and he'll look at them and laugh. And when I ask who it's from, he just says, oh, it's just one of my friends from work.
But you don't think that's who they're from?
Not really, no.
Okay, so let's put old Aaron, A.A. Ron, as I like to call him, to the test here. We're going to give him a dozen roses that he can send to anybody he wants. You're going to get to hear who he picks and what he puts on the card, okay?
Okay.
And don't forget, Jamie, for some reason, if he doesn't pick you, wait until after he fills out that card to say anything, because sometimes that actually explains more than you think. All right, let's get to the two questions we ask every War of the Roses participant. Question one, are you sure you want all of this on the air?
Yes.
All right, and question two, how certain are you that when we offer him free roses to send to somebody, he's going to pick you to send him to?
I don't know. I guess I'm like half sure.
Half sure. Okay, well, let's find out.
Starting at random.
Hello?
Good morning. Can I speak to Aaron, please?
Yeah, this is Aaron.
Hey, Aaron, my name is Dick Button. I'm calling from a brand new floral delivery service called FloralDesigns.com. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. So anyways, the reason I'm calling you is because you were one of the Visa Rewards winners for the month of May. So I have a bouquet of red roses that we're going to be sending you as a thank you from Visa.
I was the winner of what?
You were the winner of the Visa Rewards program. Every month they pick different Visa users. If you have a debit or a credit card with Visa, and they pick names, and then those people get prizes. This month it's flowers, and you were one of this month's winners.
Oh, okay. That's cool. I was going to say, I don't remember like entering any contest.
Nope, it's automatic. You don't have to do anything except use your Visa card. The reason I was calling, though, is because with the flowers, a lot of the guys that we have been calling don't want flowers for themselves. They would rather have us send the flowers to, you know, a loved one, like their wife or their girlfriend or something like that. And that is something we can do for you, too, if you want.
I don't know. Yeah, because, I mean, I don't have a need for any flowers. You know, I don't even think I have a like little thing to put the flowers in, a vase. I don't even have a vase to put flowers in.
Yeah, that makes two of us. I do not own a vase in my house either. So, okay, so we'll send these red roses to somebody else. I need the name, the first and last name of the person you would like us to send these flowers to.
Okay, let me think. Who do I want to send these flowers to? Ooh. I mean, well, I did just get my mom some flowers a couple of weeks ago for Mother's Day, so a little bit too much.
Yeah, and another thing to consider, these are long-stemmed red roses. They're kind of more of a romantic package. I don't know if you'd really want to send that to your mom.
That's a good point. Okay. Okay, so let's send it to Casey. Casey, and that's K-A-C-I, and the last name is J.
Okay, and now here's the cool part. We can also put a card in with the flowers, so, and we can put any message you want on the card. So what message would you like to print on the card that's going to come with the flowers?
Okay, can you have it say, from your boy Puddles, hope this makes you forget about the mess I made. Yeah, that's good.
Okay, and I got. Did you say Puddles?
Yes.
Okay, did you not make it to the bathroom in time or something?
No. It wasn't that. I actually just passed out in her bed, and I just, like, ended up drooling in my sleep, like, all over her shirt and everything, and she gave me a bunch of crap about it.
Oh, that's a cute story. Now do you want to explain to your girlfriend why you spent the night in another girl's bed?
Hey, Aaron, are you still there?
What?
Yeah, Aaron, listen, this isn't actually a flower company, and it's not Visa Rewards. This is actually the Z Morning Zoo on Z104, and right now you're on War of the Roses. Your girlfriend Jamie is on with us. She's been listening the whole time.
Oh, okay, well, that's not going to look too good for me if she hears any of this. So can you just take me off the air?
I did already hear everything, you f***ing liar. Now tell me why you were passed out in someone else's bed. What's this about?
Oh, she's listening? This is live.
Yeah, that's what we just said. She's listening.
Oh, snap. Yeah, okay, I'm gone.
What? I mean, were we not clear about this? I thought it was pretty obvious what was going on.
No, trust me. You have to explain things to him several times. He's a f***ing idiot.
This morning zoo's War of the Roses.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.